Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your August 26th market update. So we saw mortgage rates easing last week. Is it going to continue this week? Well, so far it looks pretty good. So let's get to this week's economic data to see where in the heck interest rates are going. So the first thing we want to look through here is we had durable goods orders come in today. And it's right through here. The last reading was a negative 6.9. It came in as a positive 9. And I'm thinking the markets are going to roll over on their ear. The mortgage rates are going to go skyrocketing. The markets, the equity markets are going to plummet because they're saying, okay, now this signals the economy's in good shape. Maybe the Federal Reserve won't do what they told us they're going to do last week. Well, MBSs kind of just didn't really move much anywhere. And if you go to the broad indices, you're going to see the Dow Jones is up almost 200 points, and it kind of goes right across the board. Why? Well, the numbers weren't as juicy as they kind of appeared at their face value. Because if you look through here, it says your U.S. durable goods orders rise moderately in July. But if you look at the data, it's like it went from negative 6 to a positive 9. That's not modest. That's a huge increase. Well, if you really look into the details, like I always tell you guys, don't look at just the headlines. You got to look at the details. If you really take a deep dive into it, it says it right through here. Excluding the volatile transportation sector, orders were up 0.2 in July after a 0.1 in the previous month. So it wasn't as robust as it signaled. Shipments of core durable goods, which are factored in the GDP, fell 0.4 in July. So the number wasn't as juicy as it thought, because if you pull out just basically autos, then the number just plunges from there. So that was actually better news than I thought. But for the week, here's what we have. So what we're focusing in on is the data that the Federal Reserve is going to look at with great detail. And one thing right that they're going to look at for sure this week is right here. This is the PCE. That's the number one inflation figure that the Federal Reserve monitors right there, the PCE. That's coming out on Friday. But throughout the week, here's what we have. We have on Monday durable goods orders. You can see right through there. Last reading was negative 6. Suspected coming in at a positive 4. It came in at a positive 9.9, almost 10%. But if you really read the details from that book's cover, wasn't as robust as it thought. Then on Tuesday, we have consumer confidence. I don't know how that's going to go. It's hard to believe people are confident in this market right now with the election and all the bad news, all that we hear every day. Then on Wednesday, crude oil inventories. Not going to really look at that. Then Thursday and Friday, here's where all the data comes in. We have on Thursday, we have GDP, how much is our economy growing? And then initial jobless claims. How many people got basically lost their jobs? Remember, the Federal Reserve is created for two mandates, full employment and price stability, aka inflation. And there's the inflation numbers right through here coming in on Friday. So between Thursday and Friday, it will be market movers. Right now, I want to explain to you just briefly, when people say there's an inverted yield curve, they say, well, there's an inverted yield curve, so there must be a recession coming. What I wanted to explain just quickly and briefly is right through here. I saw this chart this morning. I'm like, this is a perfect explanation how I can explain what the inverted yield curve means. Okay, so an inverted yield curve basically means short-term rates are higher than long-term rates. Okay, and let's see how this really doesn't make sense. Let's say, for example, you wanted to invest some money. And you take that money and it's like, okay, what do I invest in? I can invest in a 1 month treasury and get a 5.3% return. Okay, so then I'm thinking, okay, I wonder if I invest long term, because shouldn't I get a higher rate of return if I'm going to tie up my money for a long duration of time? Well, I can go down here to the 10-year, and if I've invested my money for 10 years, I get 3.8%, 3.8 or 5 on a 1 year. That's the inverted yield curve, when rates on the short end are higher than the long end. Doesn't make any sense, and that usually signals a recession. So that's what they mean by an inverted yield curve right through there. Let's get over to the stock market. The stock market is the one, the Dow rallies 200 points to new record high, completing a comeback from earlier August. Remember about 2-3 weeks ago, we had that carry trade, that thing. Remember on a Monday, the Dow Jones went down 1,100 points and everything else. What rallied back, and it exceeding the levels that we were last time. So when people were saying, okay, see, I told you to get out of stocks and I told you to do that, were they right? Well, it doesn't look like that so far. Cryptocurrencies also came roaring back. About a month ago, Bitcoin was at 49,000. I increased my positions at that point, and I'm loving it right now, because crypto right now is almost at 64,000. So I'm not telling you guys to invest in cryptocurrencies, but I explained one day I was moving some positions into the S&P 500 and more Bitcoin, and those are starting to pay off right now as well. So I'm not an economic advisor. I'm not here to tell you what to do. Don't do anything anything that I trade on. I'm just telling you what I do personally sometimes. And if you have any questions or concerns or there's a video you want me to do, please post it down below in the descriptions. I read all my descriptions. Love to help you out there. So now, what's the data looking like? Is the Federal Reserve going to cut? So we scroll through here, and I'm going to do this one last time for the newbies out there. What we're looking at here is, here's the CME FedWatch tool. This is basically telling us what the Federal Reserve is going to do to the federal funds rate, that's right along the top here, at what date, and those dates of the meetings are down through here. Okay, the federal funds rate currently is 5.25 to 5.5. It would be basically the cell or the area right on the right side of this. Okay, it's gone. So basically that means the CME FedWatch tool is telling us the Federal Reserve is going to do something, and what are they going to do? Well, there's a 66% chance they're going to cut rates to 5 to 5.25. But then there it says they're going to take off the next meeting, you know, or no, they're not going to take off the next meeting. They're going to cut at the next meeting a 1% or half a percent. Whew, I'm all over the map today. Okay, so now let's get over to the federal funds Okay, so now let's get to the CME FedWatch tool. I'm just going to go over this one time at the beginning of the week. I'm going to show you this chart real quick each day to just show you where the numbers are changing. But I want to explain to you guys what this is, okay? This is actually a tool that the Chicago Mercantile Exchange puts together, and they're trying to forewarn us what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meetings, okay? So we scroll down through here, and what you see across the top through here, this is where the federal funds rate is, or they're expecting it to be, and down through here are the meetings. Okay, what you need to understand is currently the federal funds rate is 5.25 to 5.5. So that cell would be right through here, but it's gone. Okay, so they're saying, well, the Fed's going to absolutely cut rates by 0.25%, because if we were at 5.25 to 5.5, and we went to 5 and 5.25, that'd be 0.25% cut. Okay, so then they're saying after that cut at the next meeting in November, they're going to cut 0.5% all the way down to 4.5. So I'm not on that bandwagon just yet. I'm going to watch the data come in. I think they might do multiple quarter percent cuts, but only time's going to tell there. Okay, so that's that part of the thing. Did you realize that rates, if you would have bought last October, rates were 8%. Okay, and I can show you that right through here. Back the 52-week high and low is right through here. 8.03 was the high, 6.34 is the low. We're almost at the low right now. But if you would have bought, or let's say you didn't buy, how much of a savings would you be doing? So if you bought and these look like your numbers, give me a call. We'd love to help you refinance. But here's how much money you would have saved if you didn't buy back then and looking to buy now. Hopefully that the prices of homes in your area didn't go way up. Okay, so here's what we're looking at. If you got a $300,000 mortgage, that's our average mortgage right now, and an 8.03% rate on a 30-year fixed, your principal and interest payment would be right through here, $2,208. Okay, if you waited, or you're looking to refinance, right now it's showing that you can get 6.45. Again, I'm going to show you all that data right through here. This is the Mortgage News Daily rate sheets. Okay, so let's go back here. Let me get my head out of the way real quick so I can show you the full numbers. All right, so if you would have bought in October, your payment would be $2,208. If you would refinance now or waited till now, your payment would be $1,886 for a difference of $321. How much is that in percentage? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let's go to ChatGPT. We plug the numbers in, and you can see that right through here. I put in those two numbers, and it is a reduction or a savings on your payment of 14.58%. So if you have a mortgage rate in the high sevens, you might want to look at refinancing at this time. But if you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, I just need some help. We're looking to buy maybe our first house, maybe our first investment property, or as you said, it might be a good time to refinance. What do you do? How can we talk to you? What's a good lender to use? Well, I'm actually a lender. A lot of people don't know that. My name is Dan Frio. I'm a loan officer at ServBank. ServBank is one of the country's largest. Actually, it's the 10th largest mortgage servicer in the entire country. I'm federally licensed, so I can help you no matter where in the country you live, or even if you live in Puerto Rico. I would love to help you, either help you kind of navigate the process of buying your first house, investment property, or looking to refinance. Go to therateupdate.com, and here's my website. The one area I'd like to basically make sure you're aware of is if you're looking to buy that first house, please check out the Grant Finders right through here. Because a lot of people have the money for the down payment, but they're just lacking, you know, for the other closing costs and everything else. You might be able to find a grant to give you some money to help you out there. So there's national grants here, as well as we have grants in the Chicagoland area to help out those people. But if you just want to get the ball rolling, there's two ways you can do this. You can click the Apply Now button, or You can just scroll down to the bottom of the website, and you're going to see our 800 number. So that's 844-775-5626, or you can even email me directly. And yes, it's me, and I will be answering you. You can email me at dan@therateupdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. If you have a video idea you'd like to share and you want me to do a video on it to explain the whys, what's, and the basically the where's of what that question consists of, please post it down below. I comment to most videos down there or most questions down there, and I read all the comments down below as well. So that's it for this morning. Let's see where the market takes us throughout the day, and then we'll be back for the closing bell to let you guys know how all this settled. So thanks so much for watching. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do so right over there. We hit 30,000 subscribers about 2-3 weeks ago, and we're adding about 100 to 150 subscribers a week. Love to have you join our team. So that's it for right now. I'll be back later this afternoon. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. And don't forget to come back later today and watch the ending or closing bell video. Love to have you as a subscriber. Take care. Bye-bye.